Lee Myung-bak and his clan invite punishment. As is known, South Korean Lee Myung-bak and his clan spitted unspeakable slanders and abuses concerning the recent grand celebrations of the centenary of the Day of the Sun. They also drove out old reactionaries and gangs of senseless students to the Gwanghwamun Plaza and different other places of Seoul to defame the dignity of the supreme leadership of the DPRK. To the Korean army and people, the dignity of the supreme leadership is their destiny and happiness, and more valuable than their lives. It is because, apart from the great men of Mao Zedong, yesterday and today of the DPRK shining with victory and glory, and its bright future are unthinkable. The malignant slanders of Lee Myung-bak and his clan are unpardonable, as they are a manifestation of extremely dishonest and serious plot to do harm to the lives of the army and people of the DPRK, and gnaw at the unbreakable single-minded unity. The recent extra-large provocations of Lee Myung-bak and his clan are all concentrated on the dignity of the supreme leadership of the DPRK. Lee Myung-bak and his clan, who have persisted in confrontation with fellow countrymen during their whole term in power, ran wilder like bloody thirsty wolves, slandering the supreme dignity of the DPRK during the great mourning of the nation last year. During the great mourning, when the whole nation and the world were in sorrow, only Lee Myung-bak and his clan ordered the puppet army to be ready for emergency guard and combat, and committed inhuman acts of slandering the dignity of the supreme leadership of the DPRK. In March this year, they instigated military gangsters in Incheon to insult the portraits of the great men of Mount Baekdeul, adding fuel to the indignation of our army and people. Dissatisfied with the extra-large provocations, they went at lengths of slandering the celebrations of the Day of the Sun. Through the celebrations, the world clearly saw how warmly our army and people respect and follow the great men of Mount Baekdeul, and how bright is the cause of our army and people firmly united around the supreme leadership. South Korean people, too, seeing the celebrations of the Day of the Sun, expressed excitement and admiration at the appearance of uncommon and outstanding young leader, and cried for reunification through alliance with the North. It was really a frightening situation to traitor Lee Myung-bak and his clan standing on the brink of ruin because of the worst crisis in power. Out of a disgraceful attempt to put down the South Korean people's aspirations for reunification through alliance with the North, traitor Lee Myung-bak let loose all sorts of abuses during the celebrations of the Day of the Sun, and instigated even ragtaggers to desperately slander our supreme leadership. The recent developments clearly show that the Lee Myung-bak group are a gang of traitors who cannot be allowed to live within the nation, and the most disgusting gangsters with whom the fellow countrymen cannot live under the same sky. Now the indignation and hatred of the army and people of Korea cannot be put down or controlled any longer. The Supreme Command of the Korean People's Army has solemnly declared a will to further intensify the ceaseless nationwide secret war of the entire army and people, as already announced, to smash the inveterate enemy Lee Myung-bak and his clan. The wretch, good for nothing, must be beaten to death. The rifle formally taken by our army and people, who value the dignity of the supreme leadership more than their lives, will land a merciless retaliatory fist on the extra-large provokers. You've been listening to an account under the title, Lee Myung-bak and his clan invite punishment. This is Voice of Korea.